So let me share with you a short devotional based upon Psalm 107, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You don't always have to just look at all the stuff here to find something to praise God, do you? Just look at him. If we complained less and praised more, we should be happier and would glorify our God the more. Let us daily praise God for common mercies, common as we frequently call them, and yet so priceless that when deprived of them, we are ready to perish. Let us bless God for eyes to see the sun, even one eye, very good. I kind of have fun with this eye. It's all bumpy film and things floating in it, and it's like looking at a different world. But you can't drive like that, but get it settled back. God, to see the sun, for health and strength to walk outside, for food to eat, for clothes to wear. Let us praise him that we are not cast out among the hopeless or confined among the guilty. Let us thank him for liberty, for friends, for family associations and comforts. Let us praise him, in fact, for everything that we receive from his bountiful hand, for we deserve little and yet are most plentifully endowed. Then secondly, let us praise him for redeeming love. God's redeeming acts toward his chosen are forever the favorite themes of their praise. If we know what redemption means, let us not withhold our sonnets of thanksgiving. Did we lose track? There we go. This is Spurgeon's evening meditation on this passage for some date, but I went through and found one that had to do with praise. If we know what redemption means, let's not withhold our sonnets of thanksgiving. He redeemed us from the power of our corruptions, lifted us up from the depths of sin. He led us to the cross of Christ. Our shackles of guilt have been broken off. We are no longer slaves of sin and the devil, but children of the living God, and can anticipate the time when he presents us before the throne without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Shall we hesitate to give thanks to the Lord our Redeemer, child of God? Can you be silent? Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's hard to remember them all. It's hard to name them, count them one by one. But we can do that.